请我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们从第十节念到第十七节。
We read from verse 10 through verse 17.
第十节。
Verse 10.
但你已经服从了我的教训，平信、知相、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
But thou hast been thoroughly acquainted with my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, endurance, persecutions, suffering.
以及我在安提亚、以哥念、罗斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。
What sufferings happened to me in Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and the Lord delivered me out of all.
不但如此，反立之在基督耶稣里尽前度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And all indeed who desire to live piously in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
只是作恶的和迷惑人的必越救越恶，他欺哄人也被人欺哄。
But wicked men and juggling impostors shall advance in evil, leading and being led astray.
但你所学习的，所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
But thou, abiding in those things which thou hast learned, and of which thou hast also fully persuaded, knowing that of whom thou hast learned them.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And you from a child, you have known the sacred letters, which are able to make you wise and to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
圣经都是神所谋事的，与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
Every scripture is divinely inspired and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
That the man of God may be complete, fully fitted to every good work.
我们过去这两次都在那里交通到提摩太后书。
In the last two sessions, we have been fellowshipping on the 2 Timothy.
我们感觉说神在这么后的时代有他特别的话语。
We feel that God at this end time has his special word.
我们感觉说神在这个时候他有话要对我们说。
We feel that at this time God has words for us.
特别在提摩太后书里面，我们盼望能听见神要对我们说的话。
In particular, through the 2 Timothy, we would like to hear what God wants to speak to us.
提摩太后书是使徒保罗他在监牢的里面。
2 Timothy was written by Apostle Paul when he was in prison.
他知道他离开世界的日子已经近了。
Knowing that the time for him to leave the world is at hand.
所以他就写一封信给他所亲爱的儿子提摩太。
Therefore he wrote this letter to his dear son in faith, Timothy.
因为他知道他不久就要过去。
Because he knows that he is going to leave the world very soon.
但是他心里面很关心主自己的见证。
But he is much concerned in his heart about the testimony of the Lord.
他知道主的见证在地上不能过去。
He knows that the testimony of the Lord has to continue on earth.
他可以过去，但是主的见证 不能过去。
He can pass away, but the testimony of the Lord cannot pass away.
神要兴起人来接这一个见证的话。
God has to raise up people to receive this baton of testimony.
他深深的感觉提摩太就是这样的一个人。
And he feels that Timothy is such a person.
所以他愿意在他离开世界之前给提摩太一个鼓励。
So he would like to encourage Timothy before he leaves the world.
他告诉提摩太说他应当刚强起来。
He told Timothy to be strong.
应当在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
To be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus.
我们想到这一种的光景很像当初摩西过去的时候的光景。
And we figure that this condition was very much like the time when Moses was going to leave the world.
神把摩西取去了。
God took Moses.
但是神兴起了约书亚。
But God raised Joshua.
我们看约书亚第一章的时候。
If we read the first chapter of Joshua.
我们看见神多次的在那里对约书亚说。
We see that God for many times told Joshua.
你要刚强壮胆。
You have to be strong.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们处在今天这一种的光景中
When we are in today's condition,
不但我们看见世界的情形越过越近那个结局了
Not only we see that the condition of the world is close to its end,
我们感觉许多世外的压迫
And we can feel the stresses, the pressures from surrounding
我们也知道今天在教会的里面也有许许多多的难处
We also see many difficulties in the church
许多的事情是我们梦想也想不到
Many things happen that we couldn't even dream before
那么在这样一种环境的里面
In such an environment
我们特别是年轻的人
Particularly the young men
我们很容易就灰心丧胆
It would be easy for us to feel despair and fear
恐怕就是许多年长的弟兄姊妹
And even the older ones among us
也是给这一些消极的东西所压住了
And we were stressed and pressed by these negative things
我们天然的反应乃是退缩
Our natural response would be to withdraw
我们天然的反应乃是隐藏
Our natural response would to hide.
我们天然的反应是妥协。
And our natural response is to compromise.
我们天然的反应是怎样来保存我们这个自己。
And our natural response is how to preserve myself.
但是就在这样的时候。
But just in this environment.
我们更需要靠主主的恩典刚强起来。
We need to be strong.In the grace of our Lord.
因为主的见证在地上必须要维持。
Because the testimony of the Lord has to be kept on earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
在历世历代
Throughout ages,
主的见证从来也没有中断。
The testimony of the Lord was never discontinued.
不管外面的环境如何
No matter what the outside conditions are
不管教会的情形如何
No matter what the condition of the church
我们知道主的见证是永远不中断
We know the testimony of the Lord could never be discontinued
总有一些的人起来
There are always people who rose up
来维持主的见证
To keep the testimony of the Lord
在这个地上见证说我们的耶稣他实在是主
On this earth to testify that our Lord Jesus is truly the Lord.
他是一切的主。
He is the Lord of all.
他不但是我们个人的主。
He's not only Lord of us individually.
他也是教会的主。
He is the Lord of the church.
在我们个人的生活里面。
On our own life.
除了他以外没有别的主。
Beside him, there's no other Lord.
在教会的里面
In the church,
除了他以外也没有别的主
Beside him, there's no other Lord.
这是我们的见证
This is our testimony.
如果我们忠心来维持这个见证
If we are faithful to keep this testimony,
我们就要看见说主要做全世界的主
And then we shall see that the Lord shall be the Lord of all the world.
他要做全宇宙的主
And he shall be the Lord of the universe.
所以这个见证是非常的重要的。
So this testimony is extremely important.
因着这个见证，地上有许多的征战。
For this testimony, there have been much battles on the earth.
我们知道在属灵的界里面
We know that in spiritual realm,
有一个征战是历代的征战
There is a battle that's a battle of ages.
这个征战乃是为着这个见证而有的征战
And this battle is a battle for this testimony.
神的旨意要我们的耶稣做万有的主
The purpose of God,is to have our Lord Jesus to be the Lord of all.
但是仇敌他不甘心。
But the enemy is not willing to let it go like
that. 他要想自己来做主。
The enemy wants to be the Lord.
所以他想尽各种的办法。
So he devises all means.
要来攻击这个主的见证。
To attack this testimony of our Lord.
什么地方真正有这样的见证？
Where there is a true testimony.
什么人身上真有这样的见证？
On which person there is this testimony.
在哪一个团体的里面真有这个见证
And in what group there is this, this testimony
我们就知道仇敌必定在那个人那个团体的里面要做加倍的工作
We know that the enemy wants to do double work on this person or on this group
因为他知道如果这个见证能被建立起来
Because he knows that if this testimony can be established
他的国就毁坏了
Then his kingdom is ruined
他自己就毁坏了
Then he himself is ruined
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
在提摩太后书的里面
in 2 Timothy,
保罗给我们看见
Paul showed us,
他为做主的见证他要寻道
He had to martyr for the testimony of the Lord.
他也叫提摩太不要胆怯
He also asked Timothy not to be timid,
不要以主的见证为羞耻
not to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
也不要以这个为主被羞的保罗而羞就是羞耻
and not be ashamed of this Paul who is in prison for the Lord.
他要与保罗一同来为这个来受苦
and he should suffer with Paul for this.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
今天神在地上是寻找一般忠心的人
God today is looking for faithful people on this earth
忠心于我们的主自己
Be faithful to our Lord himself
我们昨天晚上已经说过了
Last night we mentioned
今天在地上要找到忠心的人不容易
It is not easy to find faithful men on this earth
就是你能找到一些忠心的人
Even if you can find some faithful people
有的时候我心里想世界上是有一些忠心的人
Sometimes I think on this earth there are indeed faithful people
但是那些的忠心呢我称它为愚忠
But this faithfulness I consider it as foolish faithfulness
因为它是忠心于一个人
Becausehe is faithful to a person
他是忠心于一段的教导
or he is faithful to a doctrine
他是忠心于一种的制度和系统
or he is faithful to a system
甚至于忠心于一个团体
or even faithful to a group
他不是忠心于主
he is not faithful to the Lord
这样的忠心实在是一个愚昧的忠心
this faithfulness is foolish
我们需要向主忠心
We need to be faithful to our Lord
我们需要对主的见证来忠心
We need to be faithful to his testimony
我们应当把我们自己摆下来忠心于我们的主
We need to lay down ourselves in order to be faithful to him
我们不但自己需要忠心
Not only we need to be faithful
我们也要教导那一般能教导别人的人
We also need to instruct those who can instruct others.
好叫主的见证能继续不断地下去。
So that the testimony of the Lord can continue.
凡是我们从主所领受的。
Whatever we have received from the Lord.
我们不但要靠着主的恩典来守住。
Not only we have to keep it by the faith, by the grace of the Lord.
并且我们还是要来教导其他的人。
We also need to entrust and instruct others.
今天在地上各种奇异的教训非常的多
Today we have many strange teachings on earth
所以保罗对提摩太说
So Paul told Timothy
你要按着正义来分解真理的道
So you have to explain the truth a cutting a straight line
在英文里头，他就是要把它切得很直。
In English, it says to cut a very straight line.
把神的话切得很直。
To cut a straight line of the truth of God.
好像你在耕田的时候，这个犁要耕得很直。
As if you're when you're tilling the field, you have to.To go for a straight line.
好像你在献祭的时候，祭司啊，要把这个祭牲呢切得很干净。
As if you are offering sacrifice, this priest has to cut the sacrifice very cleanly.
我们知道神的话语。
We know the word of God.
就是那一个见证的那个范围。
Is the realm of the testimony.
这一个神的话语好像一个车的轮子一样。
The word of God is like a wheel of a cart.
在轮子的中间有一个轮局。
And at the center is a hub.
那么在旁边呢有许多那个轮辐。
And you have posts coming out in all directions.
然后在外面有个轮网在那里。
And at the outside is the rim.
你知道这个是给我们看见神的话语就是这么一回事。
And this tells us what is the word of God.
神的话语是有一个中心的。
There is a center of the word of God.
神的话语的中心就是基督自己。
The center of God's word is Christ himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们如果要把神的道切得准确的话
If we want to cut accurately the word of God,
我们必须是要抓住这个神的话语的中心
We have to lay hold on the center of the word of God.
神话语的中心就是主耶稣基督
The center of the word of God is Christ Jesus.
从那个中心出来的那些人福
And the posts that radiate outside of the hub.
这个就是代表各种的真理。
They represent all truths. All aspects of the truth.
那么这些的真理都是从那个中心出来。
These aspects of truth, they came out from the center.
然后它就达到那个圆周。
Then they reach the rim.
那个圆周就是代表教会。
The rim represents the church.
我们要记得教会不是中心。
We have to remember the church is not the center.
虽然教会在神的旨意里面是非常的宝贵的。
Although the church is very precious in the will of God.
但是教会不是中心。
But the church is not the center.
教会是那个圆周。
The church is the rim.
中心只有一位。
The center can be only one.
就是我们的主耶稣。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们能持定基督做我们的元首。
If we can hold fast our Lord to be our head.
我们让他做我们的主。
Let him be our head.
然后你就看见说所有的真理都是从他那里出来的。
Then we can see all aspects of the truth come out from him.
而这些的真理我们要看见都是平衡的。
And these truths are all in balance.
这些的真理它都是有它相当的地位。
And they have their own very, very important position.
我们不能把一个真理来当作中心。
And we cannot consider one aspect of truth to be the center.
我们也不能只有一方面的真理。
And also we cannot only have one aspect of the truth.
而没有那个对方面的真理。
And not the other side of the truth.
所有的真理都是平衡的。
And all aspects of the truth are in balance.
教会那是领受这一切真理的那个器皿。
And the church is the vessel and the receiver of this truth.
教会不能说我只要某某那一类的教训。
And the church cannot select, and I just want this aspect of the truth.
拒绝其他的真理。
And to refuse or deny other aspects.
教会要接受所有从基督来的真理。
The church has to receive all the truth that comes from Christ.
因为一切的真理都回到基督的里面去。
Because all truth have to go back to Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要把神的道切得非常的干净。
We have to cut very cleanly.The word of God.
这样我们就不会给许多那个异教的风来吹动。
And then we will not be blown here and there by the strange doctrines.
我们昨天晚上也已经说过了。
Last night we also mentioned
教会在 不正常的时候
in an abnormal condition of the church,
他就像一个大无人家一样
the church like a great house of man,
虽然在外表上看是非常的大
although outwardly it is big,
但是里面却不纯粹
but inside it is not pure,
因为在大无人家有金器银器
because in a great house there are vessels of gold and silver,
也有木器和瓦器
and also of wood and earth,
有作为贵重的
and some of honor,
也有作为卑贱的
some of dishonor.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你知道今天我们在地上
do you know today we are on this earth?
我们是在一个什么时代呢
and in what dispensation, in what time we are?
如果我们看旧约的预言的时候
if we read the prophecy in the Old Testament,
以色列的百姓他被掳到巴比伦去了
when the Israelites were exiled to Babylon,
当有一班移民回来的时候
and when the exile came back, some of them came back to Jerusalem.
他们这一班的移民回来要重建圣殿。
When they return, they want to rebuild the temple.
但是当他们在那里要开始建造的时候
and they were about to build the temple.
他们非常的灰心。
And they were really in despair.
因为当他们在那里建造的时候
because when they are building,
他们看见说这一个圣殿
they see this building.
就是他们动手在那里建造的
and this temple was the one that they building
就是把它建造好了
and even when they build it up
也不能绝对不能与所罗门所建造的圣殿来相比
it could not be compared with the temple which Solomon built
所罗门建造圣殿的时候
when Solomon built the temple
他用了多少的人
He used so many manpower.
他弄了多珍贵的那一个材料。
And very precious material.
那一个圣殿是何等的荣耀辉煌。
That temple was indeed glorious and majestic.
但是那些回来的移民不过是好像handful, 一点点人。
But the exiles who came back were just a handful.
他们人力也不够。
They have very few people.
这些回来的人也没有许多的
And also they did not have any treasure.
他们的力量也是有限。
And their strength is limited.
他们所能盖的那个圣殿呢，是小小的。
And the building they can build is very small.
照人看来，实在不算得什么。
According to men, it counts nothing.
所以你就看见先知书里。
So then you see in the prophets.
这一班在那里建造的人里面很灰心。
And those who were building the temple, they were really in despair.
如果这样的话何必劳苦呢
Now if this is the case why do we toil labor so hard
因为你永远不能与从前相比
Because you can never feel the same one as before
在他们的心里面
In their hearts
他们还盼望能造一个荣耀辉煌的圣殿
They still expect to build a glorious and majestic temple
像过去那个圣殿一样
As the one that was built before
虽然大部分的人都没有看见过从前的圣殿
Although most of them have never seen that temple before
但是也有一些老年人是看见过的
But some of the older ones among them saw that
所以在老年人的观念里面
So in the concept of these older ones
他是盼望说从前所摧毁的现在能完全建立起来
They expected that was torn down before could be rebuilt again the same
从前是大的现在也要大
In the past was big now it should be big also
但是弟兄姊妹
But dear brothers and sisters
在那个恢复的里面
In that recovery
这些的人是绝对没有办法来恢复从前那个样子
It was not possible for these people to recover the form before
因此他们非常
And therefore they were discouraged.
所以先知告诉他们说
So the prophet told them.
神就借着先知对他们说
God spoke to them through the prophet.
你们岂不知道现在是小事的日子吗
Don't you know this is the day of the small?
你们不要在那里盼望再来做什么大的事情
Do not expect to build big things.
如果你们还是这样盼望的话
If you still have this as your hope.
不但你要失望
Not only you will be disappointed.
就是在表面上好像你做了 了。
Even if you build the same thing,
但是里面没有神的荣耀。
But inside there's no glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神要救我们脱离这个伟大的思想。
God wants to save us from this thought of being big.
神要救我们脱离过去那些东西的霸占。
God wants to save us from the occupation of the previous thing.
神要叫我们谦卑在他的面前。
God wants us to be humble before Him.
看见说这是小事的日子。
To see this is the day of the small.
虽然小，
even small,
却是真。
But it's genuine.
虽然在外表上看不见什么，
although outwardly you can see not much,
里面却有属灵的实际。
But inside is the spiritual reality.
所以神借着先知告诉他们说，
therefore God spoke to them through the prophet.
这个殿幕后的荣耀要比先前的荣耀更荣耀。
This temple, the glory in the future is going to be bigger than glory in the past.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们今天在这里看见，
Let us today see,
我们在这个大屋的人家，
When we are in this great house,
神要在大屋的人家里面，
God wants to, in this great house,
要得着一些的人，
God wants to obtain a group of people,
像金器银器一样，
as a vessel of gold or silver.
如果是金器银器的话，
if it is gold and silver,
恐怕这个器皿不会太大，
maybe this vessel is not too big,
也不会太多，
and not too many.
木器瓦器的话，
if it's wood or earth,
可以很大，
it could be big,
并且也是很多，
could be many.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers,
我们不要在今天再盼望大，
Let's not today expect something big.
不要在今天再盼望多，
Let's not expect today for something big.
我们要盼望真，我们也盼望实在。
We want to have true and we want to have genuine.
我们要盼望是出于主的。
We want to have it from the Lord.
我们要盼望是出于主的救赎的。
And we want to see this out of the redemption.
我们要盼望出于他自己的生命和性情的。
And from his own life and own nature.
所以我再说，
Therefore, I want to say again,
在神复兴的工作里面，
in God's recovery work,
按照神的话语，
according to his own word,
他不再注意那些外面的伟大，
he is no longer paying attention to the outward greatness,
他不再要恢复外面的形色，
he does not want to recover the outside form,
他要恢复里面属灵的实际，
he wants to recover the spiritual reality inside.
恐怕树林的实际找人看是很少的，
maybe the spiritual reality in the eyes of men is not many,
也是很小的，
and also it is very small,
但是感谢赞美神，
but we thank and praise
God, 这个就是主在当初所要的，
this is what our Lord wants at the beginning,
金器银器能合乎他的用处，
gold and silver can be suitable for his use,
什么用处呢？
What use?
就是为他来做见证。
It's for the testimony of him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
让我们看见神摆在我们前面的道路。
Let us see the way that God has prepared for us.
我们不必为着过去忧伤。
We shall not sorrow because of the past.
我们不必为着看不见那个伟大的而觉得灰心。
We should not be discouraged because we don't see anything big.
因为神的道路不在那里。
Because that's not the way of God.
神的道路是在那属灵的真实。
The way of God is in that spiritual truth.
神的道理乃是在主的身上。
The way of God is on our Lord Jesus.
我们要与一同倾心祷告主的人。
We have to be together with those who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
一同来追求我们主的自己。
We need to pursue together our Lord Himself.
这个是主摆在我们前面的道路。
This is the way that God has set for us.
然后到了哥林提摩太后书第三章。
Then when we come to the third chapter of second letter to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说，
Paul told Timothy,
你该知道，
You should know,
末世必有危险的日子来到，
There will be days of danger coming at the end time.
换句话说，
In another word,
我们并不是不知道我们今天是在什么时候，
It is not that we do not knowThe day and time we are in.
我们是在这个末世的时候。
We are at the end time.
当然末世这一个名词
of course the term the last days
在圣经里面有它一个特别的意义的
it has a special meaning in the Bible
我们知道这一个名词在旧约里面就已经有了
we know that this term already appeared in the Old Testament
比方说创世纪第49章第一节
for example Genesis chapter 49 verse 1
雅各他临死之前
Jacob before he died
他叫他的12个儿子都到他的跟前
he collected 12 of his sons
他说我要把末后的日子你们要怎样我要告诉你们
he said I will tell you what you will be in the last day
同时我们看到在民数记24章14节的里面
and also in Numbers 24Verse 14
这个巴勒巴拉他巴兰呢他在那里也在那里说预言
and Balaam was speaking prophecy
他对巴勒说我要告诉你怎么后的日子这一个百姓要怎样的对待你的百姓
and God told Balaam that at the end at the last days how this people is going to treat your people
比方说以赛亚第二章第二节的里面
for example in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2
神在那里说怎么后的日子耶和华殿的山必要高举超过众山
and the Lord says at the end time the mountain of Jehovah is going to be raised up above all other mountains
天下的万民都要流归于这山
the people of the whole world will come back to this mountain
那么在其他的预言里头我们看见好多次提到那末后的日子
in many other prophecies we also read about the last days
到了新约的时候
and coming to the New Testament
我们看见在使徒行传第二章十七节里面
we see in Acts chapter 2 verse 17
彼得在那里引用旧约的话语
Peter quoted the word from the Old Testament
约珥的话语
Joel
在末后的日子
in the last days
圣灵要浇灌所有有血气的人
the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all
那么在提摩太后书第三章他说你该知道怎么后的日子
and in the 2 Timothy chapter 3 it says you shall know the last day
希伯来第一章第二节里面也是这样说
and Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 it says
他说在怎么后的时候神在他的儿子里面说话
in the last days God speaks through his son in his son
彼得前书第一章第五节也这样说
and the 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 it says
他说这一个是到末世要显现的那个救恩
and this is the salvation that's going to appear in the last day
到了约翰一书里面也告诉我们
in first John we are told too
他说小子们啊现在就是末世了
the little children now is the last day
那么圣经里还有许多关乎末世的话语
and there are many words in the Bible about the last day
末世在圣经里面是一个专业的名词
and the last days in the Bible is a unique term
它是做什么说的呢
what does it refer to
它就是指说弥赛亚的日子说
it refers to the day of Messiah
律法到此为止了
the law end at this point
弥赛亚来了
this is the starting of Messiah
弥赛亚的日子就是末后的日子
the day of the Messiah is the last day
当然在旧约的先知
although in the Old Testament prophets
他们不知道弥赛亚的日子有多长
they did not know how long would be the days of the Messiah
他们不知道弥赛亚第一次要来还有第二次要来
they did not know the Messiah would come for the first time and then the second time
但是今天我们在新约的启示的里面
but now we are in the revelation of the New Testament
我们知道弥赛亚的日子是很长的
we know that the days of the Messiah are long
从主耶稣第一次降生到这个世界
from the time our Lord Jesus came to this world
一直到他第二次再来
to his day of return
这个都是称为末后的日子
this is called the last day
那么弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
在使徒的时候, 已经说, 现在就是末世了,
in the apostolic time, we were told that this is the last day.
因为基督的灵已经出来了,
because the Antichrist, the spirit of
Antichrist,
Peter said, now is the last day.
因为有许多讥诮的人出来讥诮,
because the mocking people now raise up.
在使徒的时代,
and at apostolic time, that was already the last day.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天呢?
Your brothers and sisters, how about today?
我们今天是在最末后的末世了。
And we are at the end of the last day.
所以你要看见我们今天的时代是一个最末世的那最后的一个时间。
So you have to see that now is the end of the last day.
那么在这样的日子, 他说有危险的日子来到。
And in these days, it says difficult times shall be there.
如果在使徒的时候已经是危险了。
If at the time of the apostles it was already dangerous and difficult,
那么在我们今天那是更危险,
and today it is even more dangerous.
而为什么那么危险呢?
Why it is that dangerous?
你知道这一段的圣经啊,
you know that this passage,
我们往往应用在这个世界上,
and oftentimes we apply that to the world.
我们说世界上的人专顾自己,
we say that the people of the world are lovers of themselves.
世界上的人贪爱钱财,
lovers of money.
自夸玩脑绑肚, 违背父母, 忘恩负义, 心不圣洁,
boastful, arrogant, evil speakers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, profane,
不爱良善,
and they do not like natural affection.
爱厌恶不爱神,
and they like pleasure, they do not love God.
这个实在是世界的写真啊,
and this is the image of the world.
世界就是那么一回事,
and this is how the world is.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brother, sister,
如果你读提摩太后书的话,
if you really read 2 Timothy,
在他那个上下文的里面,
and read in the context,
你看见那使徒在那里说末世有危险的日子来到,
when the apostle said in the last days difficult times shall come,
但是他不是只做世界说的,
he's not referring to the world,
他是只做在所谓的教会说的,
he is referring to the so-called church,
他是只做那个大屋人家说的,
he is referring to this great house of men,
在大屋人家的里面,
in the great house,
你所看见的是 哪样的光景呢?
What is the condition you are seeing?
你所看见的光景与在你一些世界上你的看见的光景是完全相同的。
And what you see in this great house is the same thing that you see in the world.
本来教会与世界是完全分别的。
The church and the world were originally separated.
但是在这个大屋人家, 它里面的情形与世界的情形完全一样。
But in this great house, the condition inside is no different from the world.
我们为什么知道这是代表这个大屋人家呢?
How do we know this represents this great house?
因为底下说,有金钱的外貌,却没有金钱的实意。
Because it says that having the form of godliness, but denying its power.
在世界上连这个金钱的外貌都没有。
In the world, there's no form of piety.
世界还不至于这样的装甲。
And the world is not that hypocritic.
只有在所谓教会的里面,
but only in the so-called church,
你就看见说有一个金钱的外貌,
you see there is an appearance of piety.
不管我们怎么样,
no matter how we are,
我们总是觉得说这个外貌它是要维持的,
we feel that we have to maintain this outward appearance.
如果不是这样就不像样了,
then if it's not so, then we don't look respectable.
但是有金钱的外貌, 没有金钱的实际,
but you have the form of piety, but not the reality of it.
好像什么呢?
Like what?
好像当时文士和法利赛人一样,
like the scribes and Pharisees.
你知道在当时的时候,
You know, at that time,
就是我们主耶稣在地上的时候，
it is when our Lord was on this earth.
有一般的人是称为文士与法利赛人。
A group of people were called the scribes and Pharisees.
这一般的人是什么时候开始的呢？
And when did they start?
在历史上告诉我们说，
In history we were told,
这一般文士法利赛人实在是在巴比伦掳到巴比伦的时候开始的。
And they started when the Israelites were exiled to Babylon.
在那个时候就有一般的人起来，
At that time, a group of people rose up.
他要保存神的话语，
They want to preserve the word of God.
所以他们来抄神的话，
So they copy down the word of God.
他们要保存神的话语，
They want to preserve the word of God.
所以他们来读神的话，
So they read the word of God.
那么这一般的人就成为文士和法利赛人。
So they became the scribes and the Pharisees.
好像他们乃是爱神的人。
As if they really loved the Lord.
他们是爱神话语的人。
And they loved the word of God.
他们在那里抄，在那里读，在那里研究。
They copied, they read, they studied.
他们在那里解说。
And they explained.
他们在那里应用神的话语。
They applied the word of God.
正经过了一段很长的时间。
After a long period.
就产生了所谓古人的遗传。
And then there is this tradition of the ancestors fathers.
那个古人的遗传就成为犹太教的里面那一套的东西。
The tradition of the forefathers became the content of Judaism.
比方说圣经律法告诉我们说安息日不能工作。
For example, in the Bible, the law tells us that you shall not work in the Sabbath day.
所以这一些的文士拉比就起来解说了。
So these scribes and rabbi, they stood up and interpret.
什么叫做工作？
Oh, what is to work?
什么不算工作？
What is not work?
如果在安息日，
If on Sabbath
day, 你记得主耶稣带着他的门徒经过一个门店。
You remember, Lord Jesus brought his and his disciples passed through a cornfield.
他的门徒啊，就是饥饿了。
And his disciples fell on hungry.
他们就这了几个门穗啊，把它出了一下就吃下去。
This is a wheat field. They pick up a wheat and rub it and ate it.
那么法利赛人就说你犯了安息日了。
And Pharisees said that you have violated Sabbath.
因为安息日不能工作，
Because on Sabbath you're not supposed to
work. 你在那里这几个麦穗啊，它不算工作。
And when you pick up this wheat, it's not work.
但是你把它吹下，这是工作。
But if you rub it, it is work.
所以你犯了安息日了。
So you have violated.
这是文士和法利赛人。
And this is the scribes and Pharisees.
他们如果吃饭的话，不洗手不吃饭的。
And when they eat, they have to wash their hands before they eat.
如果他们从外面进来的话，
If they come out from outside,
恐怕他们要洗一个澡才能吃饭的。
And they probably have to take a bath before they eat.
他们把圣经的话挂在他们的头顶上。
And they put the word of God, word in the Bible, to put on their forehead.
今天你如果到以色列，你还能看见这样的事情。
And today, if you go to Israel, you could see that also.
哎呀，在外表上实在有敬虔的外表。
Outwardly, there is indeed a form of piety.
你如果到那个维林窝去看的话，
If you go to the Wailing Wall,
你看见有一些的人在那里祷告。
You see many people over there praying.
实在有敬虔的外貌。
They really have the form of godliness.
但是里面没有金钱的实在。
But inside there's no reality of it.
他们鲸吞寡妇的财产。
And they swallow, they devour the money of the widows.
做很长的祷告。
And they have long prayers.
有金钱的外貌。
They have the form of godliness.
没有金钱的实在。
But do not have the reality of godliness.
这个就是假冒伪善。
And this is hypocrisy.
你知道主在世界上最痛恨的就是假冒伪善。
You know, when our Lord was on earth, what he hated the most is hypocrisy.
主爱罪人。
The Lord loves sinners.
他是罪人的朋友。
He is a friend of sinners.
但是他对假冒伪善的人，他毫不容纳。
But to this hypocrite, he will not tolerate.
他在世界上只在那里说，文士法利赛人，你们这些假冒伪善的人有祸了。
On this earth, he will say, the scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, woe to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
今天在那个大屋的人家
in this great house today,
教会已经变形了变质了
the church has lost its quality,
已经变了一个大屋人家了
it has become a great house,
你就看见在这个大屋人家的里面
you see in this great house,
他挂着这个敬虔的旗帜
And it still has the banner of piety.
但是里面没有敬虔。
But inside there is no godliness.
敬虔就是像神。
Godliness is like God.
是神的生命在那里彰显。
It is the expression of the life of God.
基督的性格在那里彰显。
It is the character of the Lord Christ.
人在当时的时候。
And man at that time
只能看见文士和法利赛人
could only see the scribes and Pharisees
但是他们不能从他们的身上看见人
but they could not see God from them
今天也是如此
today the same thing
人能看见我们
man can see us
外面很像样
and outside respectful
外面很敬虔
outside very godly
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
人能不能在我们身上看见主呢
but can Man see us, see Christ from us.
能不能在我们身上看见神呢?
Can they see God from us?
有敬虔的外貌。
We have the appearance of piety.
没有敬虔的实在。
But we do not have the reality.
记得。
Remember.
这就是危险的日子。
This is the day of danger.
什么是最危险的?
What is the most dangerous?
假冒是最危险的。
Hypocrisy is most dangerous.
因为假冒，你会把它当作真的。
Because in hypocrisy, you could consider it to be true.
如果完全是假的，不危险。
If it is completely false, it's not dangerous.
因为没有人会上当。
Because nobody will fall into it.
完全是真的，也不危险。
If it is completely true, it is not dangerous.
但是最危险的是似是而非呀。
But the most, dangerous is something that looks real, but really is false.
所以今天我们已经处在这个危险的日子。
So today we are in this dangerous time.
在那种的日子的里面。
In these days.
人不爱神。
Men do not love God.
世界上的人不爱神，乃是当然的咯。
And it is a matter of fact, matter of course, for the people of the world not to love God.
但是叫神的儿女不爱神。
But for God's children not to love God.
这一个是一个反常的事情。
This is very abnormal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们都是尝过主恩滋味的人。
We have tasted the grace of our Lord.
我们都知道基督的爱。
We all know the love of our Lord.
他为着爱我们的缘故。
Temptation and pressure from outside.
叫我们爱主的心就渐渐地冷淡了。
Our love for our Lord is becoming cool.
主对以弗所的教会说
The Lord told the Ephesus church,
我反对你。
I'm opposing you.
你虽然有许多的长处。
Although you have many merits.
你在外面还能维持一个很好的场面。
And you can still maintain a good form outward.
但是我反对你。
But I am opposing you.
因为你离弃了起初的爱。
Because you have lost the first love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us,
当这个世界这样艰难的时候
when the world is in such
a 人的爱心就渐渐地冷淡了
The heart of love is cooling
所以这个危险的日子就是我们对爱神的心冷淡
So the day of danger is the day when our love toward our God is becoming cool
我们不爱神
That we do not love God
但是我们总有所爱咯
But we love something.
我们必定要爱什么了。
We have to love something.
如果你不爱神的话
If you do not love
God, 那么你爱什么呢
What do you love?
那就爱自己了。
You love yourself.
所以这里告诉我们说专顾自己。
So here it says lover of self.
就爱自己了。
I love myself.
样样都是为着自己打算。
And everything for myself.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us.
主说你要舍己。
The Lord says you have to deny yourself.
背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Pick up your cross and follow me.
这是主的呼召。
And this is the call.
但是今天我们不听主的呼召。
But today we have ignored.
主叫我们舍己。
The Lord wants us to deny ourselves.
我们去爱己。
But we love ourselves.
因为我们不爱神。
Because we do not love God.
这里说不爱良善。
And here it says, does not love good.
什么叫做良善呢？
What is being good?
良善在圣经里面。
And in the Bible,
是制作神的旨意说的。
It refers to the will of God.
凡是神的旨意才是良善的。
And only the will of God is good.
不管外面看来是多良善。
No matter how good it appears.
如果不是神的旨意。
If it is not the will of God.
都是不义。
It is unrighteous.
你知道就是在创世纪一开始的时候。
You know, at the very beginning of Genesis,
当该隐和亚伯献祭的时候
when Cain and Abel offered,
该隐把他地上最好的土产来献给神
and Cain offered up the best produce he can get from the earth.
这个叫人看是良善
and this according to man is very good.
但是神拒绝他
but God rejected that.
因为这个不是合乎神的旨意
but this is not according to the will of God.
他没有看见需要羔羊的宝血。
He did not see that he needs the blood of a lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
我们看见教会到了一个地步
we see the church come to a country.
有许多好的事情在哪里做
there are many good things being done.
但是是不是神的旨意
but is that the will of God?
如果不是神的旨意
if that is not the will of God,
那就不是良善
then that is not good.
人不爱神的旨意
The men do not love the will of God.
人不等候神的旨意。
Men do not wait upon.
人就凭着他自己以为是的去做了。
And they do according to what they think to be right.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你不爱良善的话。
If you do not love good.
那结果怎么样呢？
Then what's the result?
你会爱世界。
You shall love the world.
就变了一个爱世界的人。
And you become a lover of the world.
你就会爱宴乐。
And you love pleasure.
世界上这许多的宴乐。
And all these good pleasures on earth.
你也会爱钱财。
And you will love money.
恐怕在那个大户人家。
Maybe in that great house.
我们基督徒应当轻看钱财。
And we Christians should despise money.
我们不能侍奉神又侍奉哪门
呢？ We cannot serve both God and mammon.
但是在这个大户的人家。
But in this great house.
信徒人不在那里侍奉神呢。
Many people are not serving.
他在那里侍奉。
They are serving mammon.
这些事情都在所谓的教会里面发现。
All these things are happening in the so-called church.
那么到这些事情发生的时候。
And when these things happen.
那么当然自高自大。
And of course, the popping up happens.
极度纷争。
And there is jealousy, there is division.
这些的东西就到处都是。
And all these things prevail.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们是处在这个危险的日子。
We are in this dangerous time.
我们在这个危险的日子中。
When we are in this dangerous day.
我们怎样能站住呢？
How can we stand up?
我们怎样能维持主的见证呢？
How can we keep the testimony of the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
在以弗所第四章里头告诉我们说
In Ephesians chapter 4,
他说我们像小孩子一样
And he said that we are like babies.
被风的吹来吹去
We are blown back and forth.
今天在所谓的基督教里面
And today in a so-called Christianity,
有各种各样的教训像风一样
There are many strange doctrines and teachings and winds.
一阵风吹过来了
When wind blows one way,
这一个是出于人的诡计
And this is from the device of man.
是人把它组织成功的一个系统
And man put it together as a system.
是有一套的教训
And it has a system of teaching.
那么这套教训出来了
And when this set of teaching comes,
就把神的儿女往东吹去了
It blows the children of God to one direction.
过了一阵
After a while,
另一种教训出来了
another doctrine
就把我们传到西边去了
They blows us to another direction.
我们看见今天神的儿女被吹来吹去
We see the children of God today is blown back and forth.
在那里摇摆不停
And we just sway, we could not feel.
我们怎么能维持主的见证呢
How can we keep the testimony of the Lord?
所以我们需要在主里面长大
So we need to grow up in the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us,
我们要在基督里生根建造。
We have to be rooted and built up in Christ.
我们要在基督里要生根啊。
We have to be rooted in Christ.
我们要在基督里grounded, 要建造在里头。
And we have to be grounded on Christ.
但是今天许多神的儿女。
But today, many God's children.
虽然信主了很久。
Although they have believed in the Lord for many years.
但是他没有在基督里生根。
But he has not set root in Christ.
他没有把自己打在基督这个根基的里面。
He has not put himself firmly on the root of Christ.
因此在那危险的时候。
Therefore, in this dangerous time,
他站不住脚。
He is not able to stand.
他也不能做主的见证。
He is not going to give, he is not able to give testimony
to the Lord. 所以保罗在这里。
So Paul here,
他特别提到两件事。
He mentioned two things.
借着这两件事。
By these two things,
叫我们在危险的日子能站得住脚。
So that we can stand still in dangerous days.
并且我们能为主做见证。
That we can also give testimony to our Lord.
这两件事是什么呢？
What are these two things?
就是在第十四节里头所说的。
These are in verse 14.
但您所学习的，所确信的。
And what you have learned and you have been assured of.
你所学习的。
What you have learned.
你所确信的。
And you have been persuaded.
你所学习的。
What you have learned.
乃是你学习了基督。
It's that you have learned Christ.
你所确信的。
You have been persuaded.
你知道基督的真理。
You know the truth of Christ.
这两件东西
These two things
能叫我们在基督里面生根并且能被建造
Can root us and ground us in Christ.
保罗对提摩太说
And Paul said to Timothy
第十节
Verse 10
但你已经服从了我的教训
But you have been thoroughly acquainted with my teaching.
保罗告诉提摩太他从保罗的身上他服从了八件事情
As Paul told Timothy that from Paul he has been acquainted with eight things
这个服从两个字
And this obedience
在不同的英文圣经里有不同的翻译
In different versions of English translation they're different
可以说他的意思就是说你曾紧紧地跟随
The true meaning is you have followed closely.
或者说你是彻底的了解。
Or you are thoroughly understand.
或者说你是完全明白。
Or totally you understand.
这个不是光是皮毛一点的知道。
It is not just superficial knowledge.
那是你是彻底的领会了。
It is that you thoroughly understand.
你不但听进去了。
Not all you have heard.
并且这个在你的身上已经变成你的生活了。
But in you, it has become your life.
保罗说你紧紧跟随了我的教训。
And Paul said, you have closely followed my teaching.
那么什么是保罗的教训呢?
What is the teachings of Paul?
保罗有没有他自己的教训呢?
Did Paul have his own teaching?
他自己告诉我们说
He told us our
我所教导你们的
What I have instructed you
乃是从主那里领受的
I have received from my Lord
换一句话说
In another word
保罗自己没有教训
Paul himself has no teaching
保罗的教训乃是主的教训
Paul's teaching is the teaching of the Lord
你记得在使徒行传第二章的里面
You remember in Acts chapter 2
42节
Verse 42
当初那一般信主的人
And these believers at the time
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训
They abide constantly in the teaching of the apostles
这里告诉我们说使徒的教训
And here it talks about the teaching of the apostles
这里的使徒是多数的
And here is the apostles
这里的教训是单数的
The apostles are numeral And the teaching is just one.
使徒是多数的。
Apostle is plural.
这个使徒的教训啊，不只是使徒彼得。
The teaching of the apostles is not only from Apostle Peter,
或者说使徒约翰,
or Apostle John,
这是众使徒。
This is many apostles.
众使徒都在那里教训。
Many apostles are teaching the same.
但是他们的教训只有一个。
But their teaching is but one.
你知道今天我们在那里想保罗有保罗的教训。
And today we say that Paul has his teaching.
雅各有雅各的教训。
James has James' teaching.
马丁路德他很喜欢保罗的教训。
Martin Luther loves Paul's teaching.
他在改教的时候。
In Reformation.
那个加勒太书啊就是他那个征战的那个道。
The Galatian letter is his sword for battle.
他说加勒太书啊是我的 Catherine 是我的妻子。
He said Galatians, the letter to Galatians is my wife Catherine.
因为他用加勒太书啊来打这个因信称义的仗。
Because he used the letter to Galatians.To fight this battle of justification by faith.
但是当他读到雅各书的时候
When he comes to the letter by James,
他说这一本的书啊是 epistle of straw.
He says this is an epistle of straw.
那是草草的书。
It is a letter of straw.
因为你不能用这个草草来打仗啊。
Because you cannot fight with the straw.
在他的观念里面
In his concept,
他以为说保罗的教训是可用的。
He thinks that the Paul's teaching I can use.
雅各的教训不能用。
James' teaching I cannot use.
恐怕在许多人的观念里面。
Maybe in many people's
mind. 我们知道保罗的教训是因信称义。
We know that Paul's teaching is justification by faith.
那么雅各的教训因行为称义。
And James' teaching is justification by works.
那么你跟哪一个人的教训好呢
？Which one do you follow?
难怪有人说我是说保罗的了。
No wonder some people say that I belong to Paul.
那么有人说我是说雅各的了。
Some say I belong to James.
否则的话你怎么办呢
？Otherwise, how can you follow?
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
使徒虽然多
，although there are many apostles,
教训只有一个。
There's only one teaching.
因为神借着他的灵。把他的旨意奥秘赐给使徒和先知。
Because God has given the mystery of His teaching to the apostles and prophets through His own Spirit.
所以今天虽然使徒多
，So today even there are many apostles.
但是他们的教训只有一个。
But their teaching is but one.
保罗说：“我不是传自己。”
Paul says, "I do not preach myself."
我是传耶稣基督是主。
I preach Jesus Christ as the Lord.
彼得也是这样说。
Peter said the same
thing. 我不是传自己
啊。I'm not preaching myself.
我是传耶稣基督是主。
I'm preaching Jesus Christ being the Lord.
雅各也是这样说。
James said the same thing.
我不是传自己。
I'm not proclaiming myself.
我是传耶稣基督是主。
I'm preaching Jesus Christ is the Lord.
因为我们的主太丰富了。
Because our Lord is so abundant.
所以他需要那些的使徒。来把他自己教训出来。
So he needs many apostles to bring on himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
保罗说你服从了我的教训。
Paul said you have followed thoroughly my teaching.
因为我的教训是主的教训，不是我自己的。
Because my teaching is the Lord's teaching, it's not my teaching.
如果今天人在那里有了教训
If today there's a man who has a teaching
我们不要跟从这个教训
Let's not follow this teaching
不管他自称是使徒也好
Whether he proclaimed himself to be the apostle
你知道今天在基督教里头差不多人人可以称自己为使徒了
You know, today in Christianity, almost everyone can call himself an apostle.
那么因为是使徒，当然他有他一套的教训出来。
And because he is an apostle, he has own set of teachings.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
不管他是使徒也好
，No matter whether he is an apostle,
如果他是天使也好
，Even he is an angel,
如果他的教训不是主的教训
，If his teaching is not the teaching of our Lord,
保罗说这是可咒诅的。
Paul says.That should be cursed.
我们不应当服从。
That we should not obey.
我们只服从主的教训。
We only be obedient to the teaching of our Lord.
我们不但听了主的教训。
Not only we hear his teaching.
我们接受主的教训。
That we receive His teaching.
让主的教训在我们的里面能发生它的果效。
So that His teaching can become bear fruit in us.
所以保持到平信。
So Paul says here, conduct.
平信就是我们日常的生活。
The conduct is our daily life.
如果这个教训是主的教训，
if the teaching is the teaching of our Lord,
在我们日常的生活中就应当产生主的生活。
It should be the life of our Lord appearing in our daily life.
教训与生活是不能分开的。
Teaching and conduct cannot be separated.
什么样的教训就产生什么样的生活。
One kind of teaching produces one kind of life.
因为好树就结好果子，
because good tree will bear good fruit.
坏树就结坏果子，
and bad tree will bear bad fruit.
弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们今天所领受的是主的教训，
if today what we have received is the teaching of our Lord,
怎么在我们的身上基督不能活出来呢？
How come in our daily life Christ cannot be lived out?
如果基督不能从我们身上活出来，
if Christ cannot live out from us,
就表明说我们所领受的教训有问题。
It says the teaching we have received is questionable.
不但也许这个教训啊不合乎圣经，
maybe the teaching is not biblical.
就是乎圣经，恐怕也不过是字句。
Even if biblical, it probably is only letters.
它不是在灵里面传给我们。
It is not preached to us in spirit.
所以不能达到我们的灵里面。
So it cannot reach our spirit.
不能改变我们的生活。
It cannot change our conduct.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
保罗说，因我活着就是基督。
Paul says, for me to live is Christ.
为什么？
Why?
因为他所领受的这位主，
because the Lord that he received,
在他的里面，
in him,
活出来了，
is lived out.
所以他所活出来的不是保罗，乃是基督。
So what he has lived out is not Paul but Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers, sisters,
我们不但要领受主的教训，
not only we have to receive the teaching of the Lord,
我们也应当活出基督来。
We have to live out.
底下又说了，
Then it says,
志向，
purpose.
人必须有志向，
man has to have a purpose.
有的时候有人有这样的误会，
sometimes people have this misunderstanding.
人以为说我们没有信主的时候我们很有雄心大志，
a man say that before I believe in the Lord I have ambition.
我们尤其年轻的人在那里做梦。
Particularly the young ones are dreaming.
我们应当做梦啊。
And we should dream.
不做梦的话那么永远也没有一个方针了。
If we do not dream, then we do not have a goal.
我们没有信主的时候我们都在那里做梦。
Before we believe in the Lord,We have many dreams.
所以你看见有的时候人问小孩子你将来要做什么呢？
So sometimes you see people asking young child, what are you going to be in the future?
有的小孩子说我要做这个救护员。
Some said, I want to be a fireman.
但是有的小孩子雄心大志啊，我要做将来美国的总统啊。
And some had very ambition said, I want to be president of the United States.
我们没有信主的人总有这雄心大志。
And before we believe in the Lord, we have ambition.
那么现在信了主了。
But now we believe in the Lord.
是不是信了主了之后，那些雄心大志就打消了呢？
Is it that after we believe in the Lord, we have no longer any ambition?
我们可以不可以再有雄心呢？
Can we still have ambitions?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers, sisters,
保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
保罗在哥林多后书第五章里头这样说。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
他说我有一个雄心。
He says, I have an ambition.
中文没有这样翻。
The Chinese translation is not so.
因为恐怕翻译的人觉得说基督徒不应当有雄心。
Maybe the translator feels that the Christian shouldn't have an ambition.
基督徒是应当一个毫无志向的人。
A Christian should be the one who doesn't have any purpose or ambition.
因为我们在世界上是寄居客旅吗？
Because we are aliens and the strangers.
那么一天过一天就算了。
And we just pass one day and another day.
那怎么可以有雄心呢？
How can we have any ambition?
但是。
But.
保罗说，我立了一个志向。
Paul says, I have a purpose.
在原文里头说，我有一个雄心。
And in original language, it says, I have an ambition.
无论我是生，我是死。
Whether living or dead,
我终要讨主的喜悦。
And I want to please my Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们信主的人应当有一个雄心。
We Christians should have an ambition.
不是为着自己有什么雄心大志。
Not an ambition for myself.
但是我们有一个雄心。
But we have an ambition.
我们要讨主的喜悦。
We want to please.The Lord.
我们今天早晨晨更的时候
This morning when we have morning walk,
我们看见腓立比第三章里面
You see Philippians chapter 3
保罗不是有这样的雄心吗
Paul has such an ambition
他说我要得着基督
Paul has I want to gain Christ
无论怎样我要得着他
No matter what I want to gain
不管怎么艰难
No matter how difficult
不计算代价
I don't want to count any cost
我应该要认识基督
And in order to know Christ
我看万事像粪土一样
I see all things as
我为着他丢弃万事
For him, I have forsaken all things.
我要得着基督
to gain Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Your brothers and sisters,
我们需要这样的志向
We need this ambition.
如果少年的人
For young men,
有这样的志向
If you have this ambition,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你在神的手里头
You are in the hand of God.
神能把你做成一个贵重的器皿
God can turn youinto an honorable vessel
能合乎他的用处
suitable for his use
可惜许多的基督徒就是马马虎虎了
but regrettably many Christians are just so-so
在地上就是混日子了
then we just pass time there
一点在主面前没有那一个雄心大志
but we do not have this ambition before the Lord
志向
purpose
信心
and then faith
我们看见在这里有一个东西叫做信心。
Here we see there's a thing called faith.
这个信心不是指着我们相信主耶稣得救的那个初步的信心说的。
And this faith is not the initial faith by which we believe that we are saved by our Lord Jesus.
这个信心是由信以至于信 from faith to faith.
This faith is the one which is from faith to faith.
我们不但信了我们的主。
Not only we have believed in our Lord,
并且我们的信心呢，在神的面前是这样的坚定。
But our faith before God is so firm.
我们天天过信心的生活。
But daily we live a life, a daily life of faith.
像保罗说，他是因信而活。
And Paul says, I live by faith.
因信站立。
And to stand by faith.
因信而行走。
And to walk by faith.
保罗他一生就是过信心的生活。
And Paul throughout his life, he lived a life of faith.
信心的生活就不凭眼见。
And to by faith and not by sight.
因为他用信心的眼睛看见了那不能看见的主。
Because through this eye of faith, he has seen that invisible Lord.
弟兄姊妹今天我们的难处就是缺少这个信心
Our difficulty today is that we lack this faith
希伯来书第十一章第六节告诉我们说
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6
人非有信
Without faith
不能得神的喜悦
Man cannot please God
因为人如果到神的面前来
Because when man comes before God
必须信神是
He has to believe that he is
中文圣经说必须信有神
And the Chinese Bible says you must believe there is God
这些希伯来书十一章的人都早已相信有神了
And these people in chapter 11 of Hebrew they believed in God many long time ago
所以这里在原文里说你必须相信神是 God is
So here in the original language it says God is
God is 就是神的名字
And God is his name
就是 I am that I am
Which is I am that I am
我就是我
I am that I am
我就是
I am
无论你需要什么
No matter what you need
我就是
I am
我是一切
I am all
这个就是我们信神是
And this is what we believe that God is
不但相信他是
Not only believe
并且相信说
and also believe.
他要赏赐一切追求他的人。
He is going to reward those who pursue him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们的神他要赏赐一切寻求他的人。
Our Lord is going to reward all that seek him.
这样的信心
，this faith，
叫我们能在地上做神要我们做的事。
Let us able to work on this earth the work that our God wants us to do.
这样的信心能叫我们得着启示。
And this kind of a faith can give us revelation.
这样的信心能叫我们完成神要我们完成的工作。
This faith can let us complete what God wants us to complete.
叫我们不但能为神做见证，神也要为我们做见证。
So that not only we give testimony to God, but God also is going to give testimony to us.
底下说宽恕，宽容。
And then long suffering.
宽容是特别执着对人说的。
And this talk, this the tolerance.Long suffering is particularly having to do with man.
我们人与人之间需要宽容。
And among men, we need to to forgive.
比方说在哥林多前书第十三章。
For example, First Corinthians chapter 13.
我们说这是爱的章。
And that is chapter of love.
但这里怎么说？爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is the long suffering.
这个是翻译的非常的美丽。
And this is extremely beautiful.
但是很多的说美丽啊，失去了它的实际。
But sometimes beauty has lost its original meaning.
在原文里头，它是爱是长久受苦。
In the original language it says love.Is long suffering.
我想没有一个人认为说爱是长久受苦的。
Nobody would believe.
我们说爱是甘甜呐。
We say love is sweet.
爱是满足。
Love is satisfaction.
但是圣经说爱是长久受苦。
But the Bible says love is long suffering.
为什么原因呢
？Why?
因为哥林多前书十三章的爱。
Because the love that is in First Corinthians 13.
它是在十二章十四章中间。
It is between chapter 12 and 14.
十二章是讲到基督的身体。
Chapter 12 talks about the body of Christ.
我们每一个人都是基督身体上的肢体。
Everyone is a member of the Christ body.
十四章是看见这个身体的运用。
The chapter 14 talks about the functioning of the body.
在身体里的肢体怎样运用恩赐来彼此相助。
And members of the body, fellowship support, minister to each other by the gift.
那么中间就是十三章。
And in between is the chapter 13.
所以这个爱是有它的 context, 有它的上下文的。
So this love has its context.
特别是做什么呢？
It refers to particularly.
是说在基督身体里面我们的爱。
It talks about the love in the body of Christ.
那么在身体里面我们肢体的爱是什么爱呢
？And what is the love among members in this body?
第一个
quality. Number one is
长久受苦。
Long suffering.
我们说如果今天我们到教会里去
Today we come to the church,
我们与弟兄姊妹在一起
we are with brothers and sisters,
那这是像天堂一样
and this is like heaven,
世界像地狱一样
the world is like hell,
我们在世界上受了很多的苦
and in the world we suffer,
但是因为我们是基督徒我们只好咬紧牙根来受它
but we are, since we are Christians we have to bite the bullet
但是到教会里面来
But when we come to the church,
到弟兄姊妹的中间
when we come among brothers,
大家都是相亲相爱
and we should be loving each other.
这样是何等的美啊
and how beautiful.
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters,
恐怕在世界上
maybe in this world,
没有一个地方需要长久受苦
there's nowhere else that needs long suffering,
像在教会中
than in the church,
像在身体的里面
as in the body.
因为身体里面的肢体
Because the members in the body
是那么近
They're so close
并且解不开的
And you cannot break them
如果两个人不和就可以解开了
If two people on earth If they do not disagree Do not agree with them We can separate
当美国刚刚有时候 Mobile Home 的时候
So when mobile homes started in America,
有的人喜欢住在那个流动的房子里。
Some like to live in a mobile home.
因为什么呢？
Why?
有一个好处。
One good reason.
你可以拣选你的邻舍。
You can choose your neighbors.
如果你不喜欢，你就开出去了。
If you don't like your neighborhood, you can just drive away.
今天许多的基督徒也是一样。
Many Christians today are.
他是住在 mobile home 里头的。
He lives in mobile home.
他在这里住一下。
He lives here for a while.
哎呀，觉得你这个邻舍太厉害了。
He doesn't like neighbors.
那么赶快就开到另外一个地方。
He moved to the other place.
那么就是夏天到南方去，到北方去，冬天就到南方去了。
So in summertime you move to the north and winter move to south.
永远没有长进。
Never you can grow.
从来没有学功课。
Never learn the lesson.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 神把我们放在一起。
God put us together.
我们完全不相同。
We are different.
我们只有一个是同的。
There's only one thing the same.
我们的主是相同。
Our Lord is the same.
我们的生命是相同。
Our life is the same.
我们的神是相同。
Our God is the same.
我们的圣灵是相同。
Our Holy Spirit is the same.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
他赐给我们一个圣灵里的合一。
He has given us a unity in the spirit.
我们在这个身体里面。
In the body.
因为那么近。
Because we're so close.
因为那么亲。
We're so close.
难免有的时候。
And sometimes.
我们要受一点苦。
We cannot avoid that we have to suffer.
你的弟兄，你的姊妹。
Your brother, your sister.
也许误会了你。
May have misunderstood you.
也许在背后说了你。
Maybe they have said something back of you.
也许反对你的意见。
Maybe they oppose your opinion.
也许压迫你，强迫你。
Maybe they stress you.
那么你怎么办？
What do you do?
你在吃饭的时候。
When you are eating.
如果吃得很快
If you're eating fast,
我常常这样
that's what I am.
一不小心
and without paying much attention,
牙齿把舌头咬了
and my teeth bite my tongue.
哎呀我的舌头就说了
and my tongue said,
你常常咬我
and you bite me often,
我受不了
I can't stand it.
我这个苦我也吃得够了
suffered enough.
现在我要走了
Now I have to leave you.
能不能呢
Can we do that?
没有办法。
No, you can't.
只好长久受苦。
And we have to long suffer.
但是这个长久受苦是爱呀。
But this long suffering is love.
如果有爱在里面。
If there's love in it.
就是长久受苦也受得了。
Even if we long suffer, we can.
恐怕越受苦越爱。
And the more you suffer, the more you love.
真是这样的。
It's really the case.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers, sisters,
让我们看见
Let us see.
我们在神的家中
But we are in the house of God.
如果我们真正彼此相爱的话
If we truly love each other,
我们要彼此宽容
Then we have to have long suffering.
以弗所第四章第二节也是说
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2 says,
用爱心彼此宽容
Endure each other in love.
哥罗西三章三节也是这样说。
In Colossians, chapter 3 verse 3.
我们要彼此饶恕。
That we have to forgive each other.
我们要彼此宽容。
We have to, endure each other.
主怎样饶恕我们。
How the Lord forgive us.
我们也要饶恕我们的弟兄。
We shall also forgive our brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers, sisters.
今天在神的家中。
Today in the house of God.
有许多过不去。
There are many difficulties.
许多人过不去。
And many people feel that I cannot overcome this.
但是这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
我们要服从主的宽容。
And we have to subject to the long suffering of our Lord.
底下就说爱心。
Then love.
那当然了。
Of course.
这个爱那是神的爱。
This love is the love of God.
如果没有神的爱，这是不可能的。
Without the love of God, it is not possible.
这个爱是永不止息的。
This love doesn't fail.
下面是忍耐。
Then it's endurance.
这个忍耐是指做事情说的。
Endurance has to do with things.
当我们这样的跟从主的时候。
And when we so follow the Lord.
如果你要持守主的见证。
If you want to keep the testimony of the Lord.
你要看见你要受许多的误会。
You know that you have to suffer from misunderstanding.
你要看见有许多的艰难。
You have to see many difficulties.
那你需要忍耐。
Then you need to endure.
主说忍耐到底的必然得救。
He says, the one that endures to the end shall be saved.
下面就是困苦。
Then it's persecution.
保罗他在世界上的时候。
When Paul was on the earth.
为主主的见证受了许多的苦难。
He was persecuted.For the testimony of the Lord.
特别当他快要离开世界的时候。
Particularly before when he was about to leave the world.
他就回想到当初。
He thought that.
你知道一个人年老的时候总是回想从前的。
You know, when a man becomes of age, he would like to think about the past.
其实他一生受了很多的苦啊。
But throughout his life, Paul has suffered much.
但是那个时候他特别想到的就是当初出来工作的时候受受的苦。
But at that point, he was particularly thinking about his suffering when he just started to work.
当他在罗斯德的时候，在 Lystra 的时候。
When he was in Lystra.
他怎样给人用石头把他打死。
How he was stoned to death.
他们把他拖出城外。
They pulled him out of the city.
以为他死了。
Thought that he was dead.
那么圣徒们围着他。
And when the saints surrounded him.
看着他死了。
They saw him dead.
哎，他起来了。
And then,He rose up again.
主复活的大能把他扶起来。
By the power of resurrection of our Lord.
有人说就在那一个时候。
Some said just at that point.
他到了三层天上去了。
He went to the third heaven.
他也到了园里头去了。
He went into the paradise.
他听见了人所不能说的话语。
He heard the word which was unlawful for man to hear.
他特别想到那个苦难。
He particularly thought about the persecution.
因为那个苦难与提摩太很有关系。
Because that persecution has to do with Timothy.
提摩太在场。
Timothy was there.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers sisters,
我们不要盼望今天在这个世界上
Let's not think that in this world today,
我们一帆风顺
that we can have no difficulty.
圣经说凡在基督耶稣里尽前度日的
The Bible says, those who live their life in a godly way,
都要受逼迫
He has to be persecuted.
所以这个不是一个奇怪的事。
So this is not a strange thing.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果我们在主的面前
if we before our Lord,
真正有这样的学习
truly have this learning,
基督的生命在我们里面真正的在哪里长大
then the life of Christ in us can truly grow up.
我们就不会受欺骗。
Then we will not be deceived.
我们也不会同流合污。
Then we will not go astray with others.
我们就能为主做见证。
Then we can keep the testimony of our Lord.
这是一方面。
This is one side.
还有一方面。
Another side.
保罗说，所确信的。
Paul says that you keep what you are persuaded.
你确实地相信。
And you have faith assuredly.
你知道你所信的是谁。
You know whom you believe.
因为你是从小明白圣经的。
Because from very young, you know the scripture.
这个圣经能叫信基督的人有得救的智慧。
And this Bible can make those who believe in Christ to have a wisdom of salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers, sisters,
我们处在这个危险的日子。
We are in this dangerous time.
最有一件很重要的事。
One thing very important.
我们必须在神的话语上扎根。
We have to take root in God's word.
我们要知道我们所信的是什么。
We have to know what is what we believe.
你知道当我处到美国来的时候。
When I first came to the United States,
我看见在美国许多的基督徒。
I have seen many Christians in the States.
但是我发现一件事。
I discovered one thing.
他们所确信的都是听来的，不是看来的。
What they believe is what they heard. It's not what they have seen.
他们听了很多。
They have heard many.
但是他们在神的话语上没有下功夫。
But they have not studied the Word of God.
因此很容易受迷惑。
And because of that, they can easily be taken away.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
神的话语是我们的根基。
The Word of God is our base.
如果我们要知道我们所信的是谁，
If we want to know whom we have believed，
我们不能光凭着所听见的，
We cannot just depend on what we heard，
我们必须要根据神的话，
We have to do it according to the word of God，
但是如果我们不明白圣经，
But if we do not know the Bible，
我们怎么能来把神的话来印证来对照呢？
How can we prove and how can we compare with the word of God？
人怎么说我们就跟着了。
Whatever people say, I follow。
我们也这样说了。
And this is how I say it。
我们不知道这个是不是神的话。
We do not know whether this is indeed the word of God。
因此我们很容易被风吹动。
Therefore we can easily be swayed back and forth by
the word。 神的儿女应当在神的话语上下功夫。
God's children should study diligently the word of God。
宁可少读一点解经的书。
And it is even better not to read so many interpretations of the Bible.
多读一点神自己的话语。
And read more the Word of God.
因为圣经都是神所默示的。
Because the Holy Scripture is divinely inspired.
是神吹气而成的。
This is what God breathed in to create.
这是神的生命。
This is the life of God.
这是神的灵。
This is the Spirit of God.
我们需要从神的话语里面。
We need to go through the Word of God.
来得着生命，来得着灵。
To obtain life and spirit.
叫我们这一个属神的人。
So that we who are men of God.
能做各样的善事。
Can be fitted to every good work.
那就是遵循神的旨意。
That is to be obedient to the will of God.
所以我盼望。
So I hope,
尤其年轻的弟兄姊妹，
particularly the young brothers and sisters,
趁着你们的记忆还没有退化的时候，
while you still have good memory,
多读神的话语，
study the word of God,
背神的话语，
memorize the word of God,
默想神的话语，
contemplate the word of God,
在神的面前，
before God,
求圣灵把神的话启示在你的里面。
Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the Word of God in you.
无论你听见什么，
No matter what you heard,
你回到神的话来对照一下。
Compare and come back to the Word of God.
因为你的根基是神的话。
Because your root, your foundation is the Word of God.
如果今天，
If today,
我们一面在主面前有学习，
And on the one hand, we have learning before God.
好像圣经说我们学了基督，
As the Bible says, we learn Christ.
一面我们学了神的话，
On the other hand, we learn the word of God.
我们就在这危险的时代，
Then we can be in this dangerous time.
我们不但不受欺骗，
Not only we will not be deceived,
并且我们能站住为主做见证，
But we can stand firm for the testimony of our Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray. Our Lord, our God.
我们向你有一个呼喊。
We have a cry out to you.
在这危险的日子，
In this dangerous day,
求你保守我们。
We ask that you preserve us.
你叫我们真正能学基督。
So that we can truly learn Christ.
叫我们能明白你的话语。
That we can truly understand your word.
好叫我们在地上。
So that on this earth.
能做你见证的器皿。
We can be a vessel of your testimony.
听我们的祷告。
And listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.